This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Thursday, October 20th. A new wave of growth is underway in the ETF industry. That was a conclusion of a survey by Brown Brothers Harriman, or BBH, and ETF.com. The third annual survey identified smart beta as an area of growth. Sean McNinch, Global Head of ETF Services at BBH, says more than half of the investment advisors who responded to their survey said they look at smart beta as a replacement for mutual funds.
So I think that what that means to the mutual fund managers, and we're seeing more and more mutual fund managers come into the ETF space, and they're looking at smart beta as a way to create products and really stay true to their core beliefs of active management. So I think investors are really looking at the smart beta asset class as a lower price option than traditionally high-priced active mutual funds.
According to McNinch, the survey also identified an increase in interest in actively managed ETFs.
30% of the respondents bought an active ETF this year, which was somewhat surprising when you think about just the assets in active ETFs today, which only represent about 1% of the global ETF AUM. So I think this is really potentially a positive sign for active managers entering this market, where they could potentially launch either smart beta products or active ETFs.
Brown Brothers Harriman is not an ETF provider. Instead, it's a servicer of ETF product platforms for asset managers. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.